Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
We are back with Ben Davidson, founder of the Space Weather News, and his website, observatoryproject.com, linked up at coasttocoastam.com. And his book is called Weatherman's Guide to the Sun. Ben, let us talk about this event with the sun and then get into some other governmental conspiracies that may be attached to this. But this solar event that you're talking about, explain to us what it is and what happens.
Well, this is something that could be thought of as a super solar flare or a miniature or micro nova. It is that big of an event on the sun. Our ancestors were so terrified by it that they carved this into stone all over the world. And, you know, carving something into stone is not like picking up a pencil and a pen.
No.
And just jotting down a thought. This was important to them. And essentially, what it appears happens is the blast is so strong that the electric field of it is actually able to completely reverse Earth's magnetism.
And this would also knock out the power grid, which I've been
talking about
for years. But that's really not the big episode in this case, is it?
No. And it would certainly knock out all of the power just as a EMP would, or as is commonly discussed with major solar events. But this one is really bad. You know, I wrote the book Weatherman's Guide to the Sun, and that compiles hundreds and hundreds of peer-reviewed articles on exactly how Earth's atmosphere can change. The peer-reviewed journals, the peer-reviewed journal articles that I have written are on how the sun actually triggers earthquakes, and we now have two different statistics professors on that project. One of my co-authors was from NASA. And unfortunately, what modulates, what really holds the sun back from having complete control of our atmosphere and over the crust, things like earthquakes and volcanoes, is that magnetic field. And so bad storms, big earthquakes, the more explosive volcano eruptions as opposed to the longer duration, slower, effusive ones, all of those things that we consider to be the major disasters do have a tie to the sun. It's not like it, you know, 100%, but they are tied into the sun. And unfortunately, what really modulates that or stands in the way is that magnetic shield. Everything the sun does to us, everything the sun does to Earth is electromagnetic. And when you lose that, you really get a major catastrophe on the planet. And unfortunately, it is the big picture, putting together all of the evidence from from the sun to our ancestors thousands of years ago, that is where the real cover-up of this occurs, because part of the notion that this can't happen, that we live on a planet where it doesn't punish us every few thousand years, comes from poor science. But a lot of it, unfortunately, comes from a CIA cover-up as well. And this is really what I have been detailing in this series, not only the evidence for it, but how this idea really got lost, and perhaps not lost, but swept under the rug throughout history.
Well, what do you mean by CIA cover-up? Tell me about this.
Well, this is one of the real important facts. So we got this book. It's called World in Peril. It's very old. And it's written by a guy named Ken White. It's the account that his father told him of his time in the military. His father was Major Maynard E. White. And I can tell you from reading the book, sitting there reading the stories, it felt like I was transported back listening to either of my grandfathers, one who was a private in World War II in Egypt, the other one was a captain in Korea. And you can tell reading it that the stories were real. You can picture maybe that as his father was telling him the stories, his mother was yelling at him not to tell the kids the story, and then he says back, "Hey, they need to know the truth. They need to know what happened." And so Major White, in the story that he has to tell, and some of the documents that he brought back from the CIA and the Pentagon regarding this, are exceptionally convincing. So in the late 40s, he was part of Project Nanook, the first military trip to the Arctic. They were worried about a number of things, not the least of which being the Soviets coming over the top, coming over the Arctic as opposed to, you know, over one of the oceans.
Right.
And they found the magnetic pole while they were there because they needed to have pretty good navigation up there for their flights and everything. And while they were investigating the magnetic pole and its changes and some of the geologic evidence there, they realized that they were finding evidence of these major magnetic events on the planet, and that there were major fossil events as well, agglomerations, basically like massive death events on the planet.
Extinction events?
Exactly. Now, they thought that they found nine of these.
My God.
And it wasn't until Major White took this information back to the CIA and the Pentagon that they came back and told him a few things, and this is what's really critical about the book. They told him that, one, this happens every 12,000 years. Two, what you thought you saw as nine is actually just five of them there. One of them was so bad that it thrust the region that you were studying up on top of another region, and basically you counted them twice.
Ah.
But so here's the interesting thing. They said that this is so devastating, and it happens approximately every 12,000 years, and it happens in the course of just one day. This devastating
one
event.
Day. That's
one
it.
Day. Well, the
well, and let me ask you this, Ben, before we get deep into this now, because
sure.
Every expert has told me that when we get the big X flare that will take out the power grid, it physically doesn't harm people. Is this different?
Well, you know, two things. One, it's not like you get fried on the ground. However, there's hundreds and hundreds of articles about heart attacks, strokes, people having mental
right.
episodes.
And planes will fall from the sky because of the electronics.
Things like that. And so to say that it doesn't hurt us at all isn't entirely accurate. It certainly doesn't burn and fry us on the ground. But, you know, there's a very delicate balance. You know, we live on a rocky crust that allegedly sits on a liquid mantle, but it doesn't act like something solid floating freely on a liquid. Where they meet, it's this very weird, so almost like a plastic rock kind of interaction, where if you imagine laying a piece of saran wrap right on top of another piece of saran wrap, and then you try to separate them, not by peeling them apart, but by sliding one across the other, it's never going to happen. The friction's going to catch, and you're going to pull both sheets. Well, that somehow manages to occur at the connection point between the rocky crust and the liquid mantle. And we know that this is based on a very delicate thermoelectric equilibrium. It needs the right temperature, and it needs the right electric environment. And this event from the sun is basically a powerful electric shockwave, and it changes the electromagnetic circumstance of the Earth, allowing the crust and the mantle to really actually act as though they were solid objects floating freely on top of liquid. And some have hypothesized that this results in a crustal tilt. Some have hypothesized it results in a wobble, like you might hear in the Bible or something, where the Earth wobbles like a drunkard. Some people think that the Earth actually changes its rotation. I can't put my finger on certainty there, but it is in these fossil records and the magnetic records and the kinds of things that Major White found in the Arctic that tell us that there is something major. The plates go nuts. The land lifts up out of the sea. Other lands drop into the sea. Mountain ranges are created very, very quickly. Deep sea canyons are created off the coasts of the land. You know, inundations of the sea. The stories of great tsunamis hitting different parts of the world is ubiquitous throughout ancestral tale.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Back in 1859, we had what was called the Carrington event, which was part of a solar cycle between 1855 and 1867 that was so big it knocked out whatever we had electrical at the time, and that was the telegraph system, frying railroad metal ties and things like that. Had that hit today the same size, it would be devastating. Is this even bigger?
Absolutely. So they believe that something about 10 to 100 times bigger than the 1859 happens every 2 to 3,000 years. And what I'm talking about is 10 to 100 times bigger than that on the 12,000-year long cycle. Mm. And here's where it gets really bad. So
you mean it's not bad already?
No. So in the late 40s, when Major White took this to the CIA and the Pentagon, there was an unquestioned number one geophysicist at the CIA at that point. His name was Charles Hapgood. Charles Hapgood is the man who told Major White this is a 12,000-year cycle. There's a major crustal disruption. It involves a magnetic event on the planet that is already underway. Now, if you recognize that name, Charles Hapgood, it's because a few years later, he's no longer in the CIA. He's no longer at the Pentagon. He's a professor somehow, and he's publishing Earth's Crust Displacement Theory with a foreword by Albert Einstein, but it's a weirdly mutated and easily debunkable crap science piece of garbage that they just threw out there. And there's nothing to support the story that that ex-CIA professor gave. And it's important to note that the foreword, while it was written by Einstein, that book came out after Einstein died. He had written that years and years before.
Before the book came out.
Who knows if that version that came out is what Einstein believed in?
That's a good point.
We know from his other writings that Einstein did believe there was a catastrophe that happened on the planet and that the crust turned over, that something happened and literally the crust shifted. Now, how you get from Major White being, you know, the on the receiving end of Charles Hapgood's CIA and Pentagon report, which is much more in line with the evidence of 12,000-year cycle all across the world, how you get from there to a few years later when he's no longer in the CIA and he's freely publishing these books and these papers, allegedly with the support of Einstein, but it's a crap version of it that has no evidence to support it whatsoever, and basically takes a very real story and pulls what's called a limited hangout. They get out ahead of it. They give false information, little bits of the truth, enough to catch you and think that they're giving the full story, but one that wouldn't hold water over time, wouldn't hold weight, and could be easily debunked.
This is frightening stuff,
Ben. Happened.
My gosh. So
enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
When you say it hits in a day, and I'm going to ask you if there's anything people can do to survive this thing, but if it hits in a day, does it then dissipate pretty quickly?
Well, I would say that in the initial event, there's going to be a lot of luck. You know, if you are on a coastline and a thousand foot tsunami is coming at you, what are you going to do?
You're in trouble.
If you are in part of the land, you know, if you're on land that sinks into the sea, like Atlantis or Lemuria, what are you going to do? But I've said this a number of times. You know, we are here talking about this, so we are survivors. And one thing is for certain: these pictures, these things carved into the rock, they're all over the world. No continent is without them. And there are going to be survivors everywhere. The key thing is, the vast majority of the survivors of this next event are going to be petrified. A select few of the survivors are going to be prepared. And that's really what this has become about, you know, for me.
And let me ask you this, though, Ben, because I don't want to put down life itself by any means, but what's with the survivors? What do they have left?
The knowledge that it is their DNA that gets to be a part of the human race in the future. If it is the kind of people who listen to your show or listen to my show or are in that awake, seeking truth, seeking a better way to do things community, maybe people like us have a better handle on what to teach our children for how to make a better world, how to not to make some of the same mistakes. It's you actually get a say in the next age.
But and it won't it won't be an ideal life, though. I mean, it's it'll be a life of being a survivor, basically.
Sure, but, you know, nothing that is worth doing is easy. And anybody who has children or who can think in those terms, you know, I want my kids in the next stage. I want to, you know, I've had 1,000 discussions about everything from bad science to fiat money to the way that people are controlled by elites and power structures and things like that. Wouldn't it be great if it all has to come crashing down, if I could watch my children start the next stage, if, you know, if they could endure that hardship?
But your electricity's gone, your water system's gone, you're going to have to figure out how to get water because the pumps aren't going to be around. It could be a disaster of biblical proportions.
It could be. But, you know, at the same time, you and I are sitting here having this conversation, and as sure as we are, this happened 12,000, 24,000, 36,000, 48,000, 60,000, and 72,000 years ago.
It happens. And it happens.
There's evidence to suggest that they're trying to do something about it.
Quietly?
Quietly, very quietly. And, you know, you'd kind of have to.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.